Flowing, the cosmic walk-in energy. About 8 inches above your head, I'd like you to energize a color, a circle. If you prefer, it can be a jewel that is many-faceted in its turning. Now, you may use violet, or gold, or electric blue, or even pink. I want you to energize that as the soul in its 12th chakra, which extends above the crown from 6 to 10 inches. For some of you, it's 12 inches. Energize this feeling and allow the energy to begin to flow from the 12th to the 11th and from the 11th to the 10th. It's dripping down from the 10th chakra to the 9th, and from the 9th to the 8th to the soul star. I'd like you to just let it be energized. Let more and more energy come from your 12th chakra. Let it drip through the higher chakras above your head. Then it starts to flow through the system, through all the other chakras in your body. When this drip gets to the base chakra, let it flow down into the earth. I want you to keep your awareness at the higher chakras through this color, and I want you to notice what happens as we energize the sound. Each will experience something in your own way. You may want to see the base chakra as a clear disc through which this energy can pour. You begin to get a lot of energy. Be sure your root chakra is open. Let this go into the earth. Let the earth share it now. I'm going to use an ancient language, and I will tell you what the words mean, which are, I bring down this possibility, and I allow the divine power of it to anchor in my physical body. This literally invokes the full use of the cosmic walk-in. We will energize this for a moment with this mantra. Each in your own way, then let that flow into the earth. Gasno ahoma, gasno ahoma, gasno ahoma, gasno ahoma, gasno ahoma, gasno ahoma, gasno ahoma. Gasno ahoma. Gasno ahoma. Now, let that flow. Let that flow through you. Let that flow and move. We're going to tone a little. Pay attention to the flow. Just let it flow. Let it move. Let the energy flow now. There is also a soft mantra that will continue to work with this energy. It means, I open my heart. I allow this energy to flow through me. Hasnakolne, 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 hasnakolne. Hasnakone. Sit quietly, my friends, because the gift you are receiving is a cosmic gift indeed. As you recognize it and allow it to pour through you, it will create a strength of purpose, a strength of being aware, a strength in the support area, and a strength in the service area. Gently, come back when you are ready. Become aware that you can give a gift now to the earth. It's almost as if in your base chakra, you could take a ball full of that energy and put it down into the earth. We're a little far out today, but that's all right. Far outness is at the galactic core, and that's a good place to be. Energizing your next step. For many of you, the time has come to energize your next step after leaving the planet. That's part of what this cosmic walk-in state can do for you. It doesn't mean that you're going to go somewhere in 5 minutes, but it means you are already gaining certain resources. I would like to talk about that now. At night, while you're asleep, you are studying. Everyone is studying. At the Galactic Core, there is a specialist school. This isn't for angels. It doesn't discriminate against angels, but angels are doing other things. Although, I just heard from Raphael. He told me that he's been there. But you're going to school at night, and you have teachers at that level that you don't really know about yet here on the earth. I'm going to give you a name. Melchior. And who is this? He is a being who is coordinating much activity at the galactic level. He is available to any of you who care to attune to him. There is another one that I wish to energize right now. He's not so much working with the galactic core as he is working on the universal level. I'd like to encourage many of you to attune to the being called Adonis. Adonis is the same as the Greek, but not the same type. But the energy has a certain similarity. This being is a great one that I might call the Cosmic Heart Center or the Universal Heart Center. The heart plays an exceptionally important role in your lives right now. Do you know that, in a sense, all of you at night are standing around stretching your heart open? I'm not saying you're actually doing this, but there are a cosmic heart massage that you're having. Massages on the inner level. You're working tremendously with the heart energy. Do you ever wake up in the morning and really feel energized? Right here in the heart area. More and more of you are really waking up to this and remembering inner level experiences. I think it's important to use the following technique, and it's a very easy morning exercise. It's called building bridges. As you wake up in the morning, lay perfectly still. If you can, try to lay quietly before you move at all. See if you can get a feeling. Many times it might be that heart center in the physical body, or it might be some emotion or thought. But try to go deeply into this, and it will begin to bring back memories of the night and what you were doing, because that too can be stretched by this perspective that I call the cosmic walk-in. It begins to bring you to continuity of consciousness, and you are all ready to build that bridge. You are building a bridge from the subconscious mind to the conscious mind. Most of you have built it rather well from the personality ego level to the soul level. You don't throw that out. You put it up into something greater, and you're now building a bridge from the inner to the outer. All of these bridges that are being built are another way of looking at the integrative process that I have been talking about. You're building a bridge between the emotional body and the mental body, between the spiritual and the physical. That's the cross we've talked about so much. Stirring the heart area is the potential coming from the stimulation of balancing and integrating and building the bridge in the four-body process. I want to explain the cosmic walk-in state even further. Let's say that you could put a physical size on your soul. Let's pretend that your soul is 9 feet tall. If we add this cosmic perspective to the soul, it is 9 squared. That's how tall the cosmic walk-in is. This equals 81 feet. It's also squared in its consciousness. So, it is a perspective that has a multiplying factor as well as an integrative factor. Can we all see how important this is? It opens up for us any area that we are trying to understand more completely. Getting a cosmic perspective. All of you are trying to understand the conceptual area better, into the higher mental area. Do you recognize that you want a greater understanding of the whole picture? That you want to see things more completely? If you didn't know you wanted to, then I'm telling you, you want to. How about that? Because it is the means to balance your lives and to be grateful for what you have. It really is. There's an exercise of looking into the room and around the room to see if you could step into anyone else's shoes. If you could see the overall picture of that person's experience and how you fit in, then you'd go running back to your own shoes. You'd be grateful for having your own shoes, for having this body that you're in. The overall picture helps us to open the heart because we can see how fortunate we are and how wonderful it is to be a part of all of this that we call life. Perhaps gratitude and joy are partly what you're searching for. Can you see that? When you're really grateful for every moment, you might say, "Oh, I sneezed. Isn't that wonderful?" Or, "Today I had a really good learning experience. Isn't that wonderful? Something came in and mirrored to me. I had an argument with someone. Isn't that wonderful?" Now I can see life more clearly from that perspective. I have been given a gift, the gift of the mirrors of physical existence. Beyond that are the gifts of the soul and its joy and its understanding. Now I have a new gift, and that's the gift that this cosmic perspective gives me. It's going to stretch me all over the map. How wonderful, and I am very grateful. Can you see that when you approach life that way, when you can really be grateful, then it all fits together for you? That is the point of integration. It doesn't mean that you don't try to balance, but whatever you're doing, it works for you because you are pleased with it no matter what it is. If you fall down and break your leg, oh, goody, I broke my leg. Well, maybe not quite, but the gratitude will lighten any effect that you have. It will. It will allow you to say, well, now that was an important thing. I broke that leg. Look at it. And it's going to hurt too. Isn't that interesting? If you can detach from this, if you can really view that leg and what it's going through with compassion, but not get attached to it, then, my friend, you're well on your way to using that cosmic perspective. That's what I'm really talking about when I refer to this cosmic perspective. It's one that lets you be objective about life, still magnifying the heart, but allowing you then to use every opportunity in your life to understand life more completely. Contacting alternate realities. I was going to talk about Sedona a little and what's going on there, because it is from these alternate realities that the activity is so tremendous here. The angelic kingdom and all the elementals are really several times more active in this area than they have ever been. Pay attention, because there is a lot of centering that is activity right there. You might ask, what has that got to do with me and my life? A lot, because I tell you, there is a reason that they're here. One reason is to physically be able to contact many of these alternate realities and bring the strengths of the experiences into this life. Maybe that is all that's left for you on this planet. You may be through with this planet except for the more cosmic integration. Many of you are very mature spiritually. You have one or two subconscious hooks that are very deeply hooked in, and you think you have to drag it all over the cosmos. Part of what's going to happen in the next few years is that through your clear understanding, your more cosmic understanding, you're going to unhook that very carefully. And some of you are going to take off. Some of you are not. Some of you will stay here anyway because the souls have many things to do now, but it will be from a point of integration. You'll know when things are integrated in your lives. You'll know how it feels. It will feel good. Life flows. It works. It's wonderful. If we can have that all the time, that's going to be wonderful. That's your goal. My friends, that is when you are ready to do what is called ascension. That's what this is all about. That is why you have time and space to get that point of integration. When that is maintained just about all the time, then you are ready to go on with the spiritual lessons. Or let's say lessons on another level. Because, of course, all lessons are spiritual, whether they are physical or not.